This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors, with more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life, made for real-life moments, Maurice's.
If you missed it, Shedeur Sanders made the entire NFL look silly over the weekend. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray. Zach Gelb in for Perloff today and tomorrow. And listen, was it, you know, Patrick Mahomes out there? No, but it's the first preseason game, Zach. And Shedeur Sanders did really well. Showed off the accuracy, two really phenomenal touchdown throws, passes that were just spectacular because it was exactly where the receiver could catch it and where the defenders could not get to it. Now, was there some running around? There was a little bit of backpedaling, stuff that he got criticized for at Colorado. Yeah, but it's the first preseason game. He was going up against some of the Carolina starters or a lot of the Carolina defensive starters, and he appointed himself very well. We all knew it at the time. He's not a fifth-round draft pick, which makes this thing even more maddening because I don't think the Browns are considering him for QB1, and now it's going to be a real fight for QB2.
And then also, I think what people need to do is they just need to praise Shedeur today, because if this was something where Shedeur went out on the field and stunk up the joint, we would be leading the show today. Shedeur wasn't ready. Shador's not an NFL quarterback. So he played well, really well. Yeah. Was he great? Was he perfect? No, but he passed the test, and he hasn't really got a whole lot of experience so far in the NFL, on the NFL level, not just because he's barely been in the league, because the way that they're dividing up these reps, he hasn't been with the ones. So he exceeded expectations, and he played very well, where now they need to give him more opportunities. And if the season were to start tomorrow, yeah, they're starting Joe Flacco. But Shedeur Sanders, I don't care about Kenny Pickett's hamstring. I don't care about Dylan Gabriel's hamstring. Shedeur Sanders should be the backup quarterback in Cleveland.
See, the funny part about this is what do the Browns really think is going on this season? That's what I'd love to know. Do they really think that they are a playoff team with this room of quarterbacks?
No.
Do you really think you're a playoff team? So to me, why Shedeur wouldn't get more reps with the ones or take his development? I'm not saying they're not taking it seriously, but sometimes you do question, and this is my biggest question about the Browns, and I know this got a lot of blowback when I said it felt like loaded dice against Shedeur for some reason that I couldn't understand why the Browns weren't giving him more opportunities. The moment when Pickett and Gabriel are both hurt to the point where you know they're not going to start them in against Carolina, to the fact that they signed Snoop Huntley off the street to come in just to have another body, when you don't get any reps with the ones after that, that's what I didn't understand. Now, people said, well, he's going to be out there with mostly the twos. Yeah, I get it. But you are now prepping a guy for a preseason game. It just turns out maybe the Browns don't care as much about preseason as they do the joint practices, because that's where Joe Flacco is getting all the reps, basically.
I also think you have to deal with the relationship, too, that the coach and the general manager, regardless of what they said, did not want Shedeur Sanders.
I don't think so either.
I fully believe that this was Haslam calling the shots.
Yeah.
And I do think that Shedeur eventually should play, but he will play and will start games this year, because if the Browns are bad, and hot take of the day, the Browns are going to be bad this year.
Yeah.
That owner is going to say, Stefanski, Andrew Berry, we did it your way earlier in the season. Now we got to go play Shedeur. Because at the worst case, even if it's only a one-year experiment and they draft a quarterback in the first round next year, that becomes another savior of Cleveland. Shedeur drives people into the building, drives people to click, and watch and talk about your team. And the Browns, if it wasn't for Shador entering this season, would be irrelevant this year.
Yeah, I we're talking about Shador Sanders did well in his preseason debut on Friday. And I think this is where also the rest of the NFL looks a little silly, which is this idea of this boogeyman of the Sanders is like coming to take over your franchise. You know, the fact that like Deion, you know, the moment you draft Shador, well, now Deion's over your shoulder and he's going to be the next head coach, or that Shador's going to come in and act like some kind of entitled, spoiled brat. Didn't happen in Colorado, by all accounts. And Deion has got way bigger issues, not just because of his health, although that is a huge thing. Turns out the guy's been battling bladder cancer this entire offseason. Does this look like somebody who's coming to take over your program? No, he's probably going to coach a year, maybe two more at Colorado, and then I can't even imagine.
Live his life.
Well, and hopefully it's a good quality of life because, you know, he's already gotten toes amputated. He's got blood clot issues. Now you got the bladder cancer that thankfully is gone now. But, I mean, the guy, it doesn't seem like somebody who's about to stage a coup into your NFL team. So this whole, like, again, I call it like the boogeyman. Like somehow the Sanderses were just going to come in and all of a sudden you don't recognize your team anymore or they're calling all the shots. That was never a real thing. It was just a fantasy, or it was a nightmare, or it was like something you dream up. And I think that's another reason why the NFL looks a little silly, because you look at Shador's talent, there was no reason he should have fell to the fifth round.
In the year of 2025, the sports world makes the Sanders more polarizing than what they actually are. Like, don't get me wrong, Shador botched the pre-draft process.
Sure.
But Shador in Colorado, he did a lot of things that I want to see from my quarterback. The only other criticism I had of Shador is when he threw the offensive line under the bus after the Nebraska game. Yeah. We all knew the offensive line wasn't great, but you don't do that as a quarterback. Outside of those two things, and some people may be like, oh, those are major, oh, you can't do that. I have had no problem with the way that Shador has handled himself the last 2 years, and also Coach Prime. They made a one-win Colorado football program become the epicenter of the college football world for September 2 years ago, and last year, if they didn't lose to Kansas, there's a good chance they're in the Big 12 championship game. And if you're in the Big 12 championship game, you're in the college football playoff. This is a story we should celebrate. This is a story that we should like. And I am rooting for Shador this year. I want to see Shador Sanders light it up, because there's nothing more that I like than when a quarterback plays well and people be like, oh, you can't draft him, or, oh, you know, this kid's never going to work, and he just gives a giant middle finger to the league. I love those stories.
Well, I said on Friday, the Browns have done something that even I thought was impossible, which is make the Sanders family underdogs. There's nothing that you ever associate Prime with being an underdog. Deion Sanders is not an underdog. They have haters. They have people who don't like them. But no one ever says, oh, gosh, you know, that upstart Sanders family.
And Shiloh played well this weekend, too, in Tampa Bay.
And
don't forget about Shiloh.
Can't forget about Shiloh. Yeah.
He's the Cooper Manning of that family.
Well, hopefully not with the same spine injury. He's going to be dealing out some. Okay, so you're welcome to weigh in on Shador, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Does the NFL now look a bit silly? Because clearly you had teams who needed quarterbacks who passed on Shador, and he looked good in this preseason game. All right, let's get to our one big question about the quarterback.
I feel so lucky to be the quarterback.
It's the position everyone wishes they could play.
Why can't I be quarterback, huh?
Sit down and shut up.
But it's not for the faint at heart.
Quarterbacks are premium.
I think those things add up to make it quarterbacking the toughest job in sports.
Maggie and Perloff answer one big question about the quarterback.
All right, EJ's going to give us the question. We are actually in the AFC North. We're not talking about the Browns today, though. Who are we talking about, EJ?
We are talking about the Pittsburgh Steelers, and they made a big decision in terms of their quarterback position by deciding to do Aaron Rodgers for what appears to be a one-year rental. So I asked Maggie and Zach, are the Steelers better off having gone with this one-year rental to solve their long-term quarterback conundrum in Pittsburgh.
Well, listen, it doesn't solve anything long term, but I like the move that the Steelers made because their roster and their coach are too good to bottom out. It's not happening. It's not what the Steelers are doing. So they're going to have to find their quarterback elsewhere. This is a team, Zach, that I know it's been 8 years since they've won a playoff game, but this is a roster capable of winning playoff games in the AFC. With a healthy Aaron Rodgers, I know sometimes he can be a lot.
Winning playoff games?
Winning playoff games. Well, first you got to win a game.
Yeah.
You got to win a playoff game.
I don't think they're capable of winning games. And quite frankly, I don't even know if they'll make the playoffs this year. Like, I look at the Steelers. DK Metcalf. Jalen Warren's going to have more on his plate. You don't really have a number two wide receiver now. The offensive line is still a question mark. The defense did not play well in the second half of the season last year, and they were dealing with injuries across the board. I get it. Mike Tomlin is a really good coach, but I look at the Steelers. They needed a reset season. They are stuck in this place where they're just rotating in cast-offs or veteran quarterbacks. That's not solving the long-term issue, and they need to solve the long-term issue. I would issue an edict to Mike Tomlin, and it would be the next 2 years, you either got to win a playoff game or get us a franchise quarterback, or yes, I can fire you. Yes, I can move on from you. The Patriots got rid of Bill Belichick. The Eagles got rid of Andy Reid. Mike Tomlin's a really good coach. He's never been below 500. He's won a Super Bowl. The standard of the Pittsburgh Steelers is no longer winning Super Bowls. It's, can they win a playoff game?
Yep.
We're not talking about South Harmon Institute of Technology. We're talking about the Steelers here.
Yeah. I think you got to do like a walk before you run thing. And the walking is getting back to winning playoff games. So you and I disagree. I think Aaron Rodgers can win you playoff games. And I think they will. The thing is about some of these teams, like, you can't expect that you are going to bottom out and get a top five pick. And
it also pan out.
What's that?
The pick also pan out too. That's a big
And the pick mark. Pan out. I mean, I think if the Steelers were picking top five, I think they would probably get it right. But anyway.
Good environment, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you're set up for success there. But it's going to have to come from somewhere else. It's either going to have to come from, you know, in the 20s, which they tried to do with Pickett. But I think they got a little blindsided by him being in the building. And that's a Mike Tomlin. I'm putting that on him. That was bad. It takes a long time for franchises to move on after, like, Hall of Famers. You know, they're going through those trials and tribulations, and I like the fact that at least they're still going for it. You know, you're not doing this tank for Cade or what. I don't even know if we have a fancy yeah. rhyme for this. But
Fade for Cade.
What is it?
Oh, that's a good
Fade
one.
Fade for Cade.
Fade for Cade. It's just, I don't know. More often than not, you do that kind of stuff. Sometimes it works. Like, you can suck for luck, and that's cool, but then you tank for Tua, and you still haven't won a playoff game. So, if you're the Dolphins, I like the fact that they are at least trying to win playoff games. That's what Aaron Rodgers signals to me.
What is, though, Aaron Rodgers now? Because the last 3 years, he was bad at the end in Green Bay, threw that interception or interceptions up against the Lions. That had the Achilles injury 3 plays into the Jets' tenure. And last year, I know people go, oh, he played well down the stretch. But the first part of the season was dreadful, and he looked washed. So what is Rodgers now?
Well, I also think the Jets contributed to how bad that season was. I do. You can't, like, divorce the Jets from jetsing that up, which is firing the head coach, firing the general manager in season. It was such a mess there. I think that Rodgers looks maybe, I don't know if as good, but Favre with the Vikings. I think
that's an NFC championship game.
That was an NFC championship game. Guys. Ooh. I don't know if it's going to be AFC. It's a gauntlet right now in the AFC.
So you know what it is?
It's Chiefs, it's Bills, it's Ravens. There's a lot. Who knows what's going to happen with Jim Harbaugh and the Chargers this year. You got Houston. There's maybe Cincinnati if their defense can get it together. There's a lot of good teams in the AFC. But winning a playoff game, yes.
I'm going to give you a pass because you always fear the worst with your football team and the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, why wouldn't I?
I understand. But the Bills still are the second or third best team in the AFC.
Yeah.
The Steelers are nowhere close to competing in a playoff game with the Chiefs, with the Buffalo Bills, with the Baltimore Ravens. They're nowhere in that stratosphere. If everything goes great for the Steelers this year, and I mean great,
yeah,
maybe they could be the fourth best team in the AFC, but I would take my chances with the Texans over them right now. I would trust the Broncos over them. Right now, just those two teams for starters. The Steelers, if they win a playoff game this year, that's them winning the Super Bowl. And that's a big problem for that organization.
We do not care.
888-710-4ISN.
Well, you better, Mike. I know you're listening right now.
888-710-4476. Now, I do think Rodgers was a good idea. One thing I'll give you.
3 years ago.
Well, one thing I'll give you. This Rodgers-Tomlin bromance, I think they realize it has a shelf life. Like, that we're just here for 1 year, and let's see what we can do for each other here for this 1 year. Because it does feel a little much, you know? Like, I get having respect and the mutual respect. It felt a little much. We talked about this when it happened, Zach, and I'm sure you talked about it on your show, too. This, like, when the McAfee show happened to be in Pittsburgh, or La Trobe for training camp. And it felt like a weird, like, victory. Like, it was just very much about, like, and listen, you want positive vibes. I'm not going to yuck the yums of a Pittsburgh Steeler fan who wants to get excited about Aaron Rodgers. But it just felt a little too celebratory when you haven't done anything.
You know what it is?
That part threw me off a little bit, but I'm going to maintain the course that they're going to win a playoff game.
I am a huge, and I mean a huge, reality TV fan.
Really?
So sometimes on these reality TV shows, what I've learned is that the couple you fall in love with, they have a boyfriend or a girlfriend before the show.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
And it was just a money grab. And it was just one of those things where it was all to get the sponsorship deals and get the following. And then you find out, oh, this couple that I love that went through all these terrible times on the show and people hated them. Oh, she had a boyfriend or he had a girlfriend before the show and still does? That's what I think this relationship is.
Mm.
Rodgers and Tomlin, well, we think Rodgers is married.
Yeah. They have Brittany with an I.
Yeah, they have someone, and they're getting put on this reality TV show, and they're just doing this all for the cameras. And then once the show ends, once the season ends, I believe there's going to be some things that come out where it wasn't always lovey-dovey.
Well,
Mike T is the man.
If it goes poorly, and if it devolves or whatever, then yeah, you're probably going to hear some after the fact, like, oh, it wasn't as good as we thought it
was.
I'm
rooting for 8 and 9,
wait,
9 and 8.
So here's the thing though. With reality TV, of course everyone's in it for the money grab. Who's actually in this for what?
Some people are looking for love.
Yeah, some people are looking for love.
You guys.
DJ oh Pauly God. DJ Pauly D found, they're not married yet, but they're trending towards getting engaged. He found his girl through a dating show.
Do you guys hear yourself?
Double shot at love.
Oh, come on. You haven't seen Lauren and Cameron on season one of Love is Blind. If you don't think that's real love, Maggie, then I don't know what to tell you.
EJ and I know you like reality TV, correct?
Yeah. Yeah. Bachelor, Love is Blind.
EJ and I are big on the reality TV. There was this Grant Crap guy. He fell in love with this girl, Taylor. And this is when I was really annoyed with Love Island.
Yeah.
And they had this relationship, and they were just such an awesome couple. And then you found out that he had a girlfriend before the show.
Yeah.
And I was hooked to this for 2 weeks after the show. People were stalking him, like TMZ interviews and all that. And the guy was a fraud.
Yeah. You realize that's a you problem. That's not his problem. That's you, that you fell for anything on television. We know how television is made.
I think you live an honest life. I think I live an honest life. I don't think we hide much from the listeners here.
Yeah, we're not in bikinis and bathing suits trying to hook up on...
Speak for yourself. You don't know what I do 3 to 6. I'm walking in with no shirt. I make this place frigid. Yeah, Act gets annoyed at me. You know, it's wonderful.
We knew how your ratings were so high. It's because you're giving everyone the eye candy. Yeah. It's like cheating. 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4476. There's no, I'm trying to think of what's the closest reality show to actual, like, altruistic life or like something.
She's
that's
a big word for 8:17 in the morning.
Genuine.
You know, like an Extreme Makeover. I guess
that's what I was thinking.
It's technically a reality show, I guess you would say.
Like building somebody a house. That's nice.
Yeah. I think is there something up with that, though, where the houses aren't all that or something? They always have issues later on.
Oh, you like push it.
I
push on
this,
something and it falls over.
Yeah,
like
I think
a
sometimes
set.
That's an issue. I know that was the issue with Pin My Ride. Like that was a thing where like they got the cars from West Coast Customs,
yeah,
and then it had all these issues, or they just get like robbed like as soon as they got off the lot because it has a, you know, an Xbox in the back.
Yeah.
You know,
that was a great reality show.
Oh, it was amazing.
I'm Shout surprised Exhibit never got another hosting
Exhibit,
gig.
Yes.
X to the Z. He was
bar
so
rescue.
Genuinely fun on that show.
Are you a Bar Rescue fan?
I've interviewed that guy, Jake Taffer.
John Taffer. I actually dressed up as him for Halloween 1 year.
Nice.
He just wear a black shirt and a blue sports coat and you yell at people. So that was pretty good for me. but he, when they're sitting there and they see something disgusting in the car and he goes, I'm going in. Oh, electric television. Awesome. Just totally undressing the owner of this small business that's failing. I think it's
Man,
phenomenal.
I can't believe you guys really think people go on reality shows looking for love.
Of course some of them do. Not all of them, but some of them definitely do.
How long people have an IQ of 5.
How long have you been married to the Pele of kickball?
My husband's an excellent kickball player. We've been married for 11 years.
Yeah. So you're kind of blinded by your love. you don't want anyone else to find love.
No, but if there was an opportunity for us to make millions of dollars if he went on another show and pretended to fall in love with somebody else, I would absolutely let him do it.
You would really be fine with that because there's a lot of touchy-touchy stuff. They go to the hideaway. I don't know if you're loving that. All right?
It's like an indecent proposal. That's crazy. Where if I rent out my husband that he's never going to come back.
Andrea has floated that maybe you should go on those shows and get us some money. I'm just like, really? I would never let you do that.
I'd be a little worried you'd come back with a cold sore. Yeah, they make out way too much in these shows. They are so gross with the kissing. It is so gross to watch somebody actually kiss on TV, not like a stage kiss. There's a reason why actors are so much better at this and why The End of The Notebook is so great or whatever. When people are actually kissing, it is disgusting to me.
Would you? No? Okay, so someone
I'm
wants
alone
to ask,
on this
let me, someone,
yeah, I got you.
Ugh,
someone wants to ask me this. Would you give, so sauces, right?
When sauces.
When you cook sauces, spices, all that stuff.
Sure, sure.
Right? Everyone loves sauces and spices. Would you give up sauces and spices for just making out with your significant other? Which one do you prefer? Which one do you prefer more?
If I can make out with my husband or if I can have salt and pepper on my food?
Or any kind of sauce.
I mean, I have to pick my husband.
Okay. I'm just asking. I think I'd pick the sauces. Now, if you go further down the
depth chart.
Yeah, the depth chart of things that could happen, I think I would say goodbye to the sauces. But just kissing, I'm kind of with you. I think I'd give up the sauces. Who needs a little barbecue sauce?
I do like ketchup.
I'd rather have barbecue sauce than making out with someone. That's just me.
Such an odd one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been really into hoisin sauce lately. So Andrew's got to take a backseat. 888-710, different Andrew, not in Perloff. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Gets confusing. Okay. Lots to do, including where did that conversation start? Aaron Rodgers. Was this the right move for
you
the
Steelers?
You
go down the Rodgers rabbit hole. You never know what's going to happen.
True.
Yeah, that's also one thing I would not do with this significant other. I'm not doing some kind of ayahuasca trip. No way.
Oh, never.
I mean, I'm not doing that anyway because that's not my bag, but, kudos to you if you want to do it.
I think it'd be a relaxing experience.
Relaxing? Have you heard what happens when you're in ayahuasca? You're essentially vomiting for eight hours confronting all your childhood traumas. It's not for me.
Maybe get a gummy and just chill out on the couch.
But I'm just thinking, I think that's a very solitary thing that you want to do. Not just all right, we do this. It's insane. And then we go back to our regular life of did you switch the clothes from the washer to the dryer? Or who's picking up Lucas today? That kind of stuff. I can't imagine having this mind-altering, bending, once-in-a-lifetime experience. And then all of a sudden we're did you forget, the gallon of milk?
EJ, I need the number for Child Protective Services. We're talking about Maggie doing ayahuasca and then picking up her child.
Yeah, not on the same afternoon.
What are you going, drifting next?
Yeah. No, I'll leave that to your guy. 888-710-4ISN. Okay, question for the group. If your number one wide receiver and maybe best player on the team gets absolutely rocked on the sideline by a referee, is it cause for concern? Talk about the Cowboys next. Maggie and Perloff show. Zach's in for.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best.
We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Marisa's.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Bro. Welcome back. Maggie and Perloff Show. Zach Gelb sitting in for Perloff today and tomorrow. Perloff is on a much-deserved vacation. Zach just got back from Banff, Canada. You just like that? You went there for the weekend?
Yeah, about 7 or 8 months ago, my friends and I in Philly, when I went to college at Temple, we were out for dinner. And we're having a few drinks, just like six of us guys. And we go, oh, let's go on a vacation.
Yeah.
And just do a guy's trip. And one of my buddies proposed Banff. Well, we did Vegas recently for a bachelor party. Same group. So proposed Banff. It was very enjoyable.
Now, we're on the West Coast and a lot of places where Banff is probably a pretty, normal kind of destination spot but from New York, I feel like a lot of people don't circle Banff. I mean, it's a far way to go. Oh, it looked gorgeous, though.
There's a certain, class and sophistication level, yes. I would say. And you got to be a little bougie.
We think of class and sophistication.
Yeah, I'm bougie. I'll be the first one to say. Everyone's got to be a Jap here and there. So this was my Jap trip.
Were you glamping? Were you outlets in the trees?
We had a very nice Airbnb. Okay.
Yeah, no, this is an Airbnb. VRBO, maybe. So three guys in a cabin in Banff.
Yeah, everyone had their own bed. It was very enjoyable.
What'd you do to pass the time? Just hike a lot?
We went to Lake Louise. We also went out to a lot of dinners. There was a wildlife tour where we did not see any animals, which was a little bit disappointing. So then on the way back to
Big Casa, commercial for Banff right now.
I thought I'd be seeing bears out the wazoo. There's only 130 bears in Banff. And on that tour, usually don't see them. They let them kind of be.
Yeah.
And there was this one bear, there's a legendary tale. I think his name was Skokie or something like that, where he got too comfortable with the people.
Mm.
And he went into a bakery and was basically trying to order a muffin a croissant.
Wow. Yeah. The Zach Elba bears.
And he got too close. Yeah, pretty much.
Holy smokes.
And he got too close to the people. So they had a choice to make. So they say in the tour, we could destroy the bear. I'm like, oh, that's like a big word. Or they could put him in a zoo. And that's where Skokie, I think his name was, lived the rest of his life in a zoo.
Huh. Ever go on a tour and don't see any of the wildlife? What do you do there?
I knew it was a disaster.
Do you get like a refund?
I knew it was a disaster. They go, it's a wildlife tour. It's Banff and a wildlife tour. Their quota for and the wildlife tour. The only bad part about the trip was just talking about the wildlife.
Got it.
When the guy doing That's the boring. Tour, who always has a soothing voice, goes, all right, you may not see any animals, but there is a deer over there to your right. I'm like, all right, great. I could go to New Jersey to see the deer. But it was beautiful. Highly recommend it.
I saw five deer on the way here this morning, and I was just lucky I didn't hit one of them. Banff made me want to go. Bogish has headlines for us. Good morning.
And a little breaking sports media news this morning. UFC and Paramount Plus have reportedly agreed to a 7-year, $7.7 billion deal starting in 2026. All UFC fights will be on the streaming service, some airing on CBS as well. And most importantly, no more pay-per-view. Everything will be included in whatever you pay for Paramount Plus.
I'm actually going to UFC this weekend in Chicago.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, a lot going on here behind the scenes, right? Paramount is being...
A sellout, yes.
No. Dan, if you're listening, I like the UFC.
No, the Skydance, right? Aren't they having some kind of
That's done.
It's done. Okay, yes. So they're kind of changing hands behind the scenes. Well, one thing that didn't get really reported, it got reported a lot that ESPN sold 10% of their company to the NFL. So the NFL now has a 10% stake in ESPN. What didn't get as reported is that Skydance, Paramount, did the same thing, and the NFL now has equity. I don't know if it's 10%, but also bought into CBS.
So I am going out of my lane here.
Sure.
But I did tune in to SummerSlam, which was on Peacock,
yeah.
And I didn't have to pay for a pay-per-view, which when I watched wrestling when I was a kid, you'd always have to pay for the pay-per-view.
Right.
So is this the same thing, that if you just subscribe to Paramount Plus, you then get all of UFC?
Yes. Now, there are... there's at least two levels of Paramount Plus, like one with ads, one without, to oversimplify. I don't know if both will have the same thing, but now, like, what UFC is on ESPN, and you get, like, the prelims,
yeah,
and you have to pay for the fight.
Yeah.
Now it's, like, your wrestling example, everything will be on Paramount Plus for the price you pay to have the streaming service.
That's unfortunate. Selfishly, I have a unlimited Disney streaming account because I have a buddy that works there, so I get all those fights for free. Now I got to pay for Paramount Plus.
Well, I mean, you also get
David Mayernick. I need a raise. Just saying.
So, but you're not going to see any fights. Just like for me, CBS is Channel 2. You're not going to see any fights on Channel 2.
This says sometimes I don't know what they're going to decide. I don't know if some things will be on CBS. What those specific things are, I don't know. But some will also air over normal TV.
Probably what Bogues is saying. The
prelims.
The preliminaries. Will
Yeah, my guess is they're not going to give you, you know, whatever is the main event.
Jon Jones is not fighting on CBS. Is what you're saying,
right? Yeah.
Which is a problem. Like, I mean, we think about boxing, and boxing used to be like my dad, you know, he was a big boxing fan. He'd be like, I remember just turning on Channel 2 as Muhammad Ali.
Right.
And I'm like, that feels like the prehistoric ages, the way you're telling me. When I think about what boxing is now, what combat sports are now, I like that whole shift to the pay-per-view model, like maybe was good for the time, but has absolutely been so outdated that everyone needs to be going backwards, which I think is what some of these people are trying to do.
Have you guys heard, you know, John Skipper, the former president of ESPN? He has been very, very adamant that at some point the Super Bowl will be a pay-per-view event.
Ugh.
I don't think I there was a time where I thought that was happening, and now I don't think that's ever going to happen.
Would you rather have the Super Bowl be a pay-per-view event or the Super Bowl be in London?
Well, where it is.
London.
Yeah, say, where it is doesn't really mess with us, because they'll probably make the start time whatever they need to for American audiences, no?
Yeah, but I don't love the Super Bowl being off U.S. soil, if I'm
really?
Just being honest. Yeah.
Why? What does it matter?
Yeah, I just don't like it.
Got it.
Like, let's take it to all the other cities first before we suck up to London.
Well, we've gone to, like, almost every city now, right?
Well,
like,
every city
that you'd want.
Or that could handle something like that. You know, I'm a big Bills fan. I'm under no pretenses that the Super Bowl is going to be in Buffalo.
And then also the loser of the Super Bowl is going to use that as an excuse. Oh, the travel was unbearable. Oh, the time
you get there
adjustment.
A week before.
I just know how the excuses are. I know a thing or two about losers and the excuses they make. That's what the losers are going to do. 100%.
All right.
Shedeur Sanders wasn't the only rookie QB trying to show off this weekend.
Four on the line of scrimmage for the Chargers. They rushed just three. And look at this, intercepted. There's Rodgers on his horse, left sideline, to the 20, to the 15, to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Chargers, no flags. Eric Rodgers, the rookie out of Rutgers, with a 45-yard pick six.
Mad Money Smith, Chargers Radio, Saints rookie Tyler Shuck threw that pick six. He did have a touchdown pass, 165 yards overall, but he was also sacked twice yesterday. Spencer Rattler lost a fumble. Jake Haener was picked off. And that completes your update on the least cared about three-way QB battle this summer.
Oh, shucks.
The Saints losing the Chargers 27-13 in L.A. after neither the Bears nor the Dolphins won in Chicago, a 24-24 tie. The Bears rested Caleb Williams and nine other offensive starters. The defense had an early goal line stop and sacked Miami QBs six times. Fingers crossed in Philadelphia, Eagles Pro Bowl guard Landon Dickerson may have suffered a major right leg injury at practice last night. He could barely put weight on that leg as he was helped off the field, eventually carted to the locker room. It appears that the Milwaukee Brewers cannot lose a baseball game.
2-2. Fly ball to deep right. It is back. Soto back.
out of here! Isaac Collins walks it off against the Mets! You can't make it up!
And that's how Andrew's Sunday was ruined. Isaac Collins, a game-ending solo homer, bottom nine, a 7-6 win over the Mets, who happened to lead 5-0 and 6-3 in this game. The Brew Crew on a 9-game winning streak, improving their MLB best record to 73-44. They are 6 games clear of the Cubs now, atop the NL Central.
Is it that the Brewers can't lose or that the Mets can't win?
Well, both. The Mets have now dropped 7 in a row. They are 5.5 behind the Phillies in the East. They are roughly 3-50 since June 1st.
I'll be a company guy here. When the game got tied, Mets and Brewers yesterday, I turned on my shower and I turned on the Odyssey app and listened to the game.
Okay.
And I go, I do not want to see this.
Yeah. Did you get in the shower or you just turn the water on?
I turned the water on. I took the speaker outside. I wasn't trying to like electrocute myself or anything. And I listened to the game because I wanted to be in a peaceful environment and deal with the shower as the Mets were going to blow the game. I knew it.
You know, I wonder about that from the play-by-play aspect. Like, do you... Bogus, you do some play-by-play. Do people understand how much play-by-play is consumed in the nude? Because I think a lot of people...
I hadn't thought about that, man. You're going to ask about if you feel bad when the team is playing badly.
Keith Rad's now thinking, ooh, there was a 6'4" husky gelb in a shower as the shampoo went through his scalp, body wash down his shoulders.
Because, like, you know, one of the tricks of broadcasting is we think about our audience, like, and what you guys want and what you'd want to hear, but you can't think about individual people. Or else, like, it just becomes a little overwhelming, right?
Next time I see, hey, Keith, I listen to you when I'm on the toilet.
I don't even have to respond to that because, once again, you've zigged where most people would zag. I, again, thought you were going to go with, if you're an announcer, your team is 3-50 over the last 3 weeks, are you also heartbroken? And instead you went, do you know how often people are naked listening to you?
Well, podcast too. I mean, we're just listening to stuff all the time now. Don't we all listen to the shower? Or do you guys don't listen to stuff in the shower? You do, because it's usually, though. It's like efficiency is also, like, sometimes I want to listen to something, you know, I got a kid, I'm a mom, I don't have a lot of time. And so I need to listen anytime I've got a moment to myself.
Well, also you put it on so when your husband's like, all right, get out of the shower. Lucas needs to change the diaper. You could just ignore him because you had this music playing.
If he was still wearing a diaper now, we'd have some bigger issues. He's 15.
I thought your child was like 2. And Maggie's like, Lucas is 6. I go, when did that happen?
I know. Yeah. Anyway, all right, maybe just me. Sorry.
I think you might listen to things too much, so you just happen to be naked often when you're listening to things.
It's all the time.
You do walk in and you're like, I heard this, I was listening to that, and there was this, and there was Tiger's radio and Lions.
I don't know where Maggie has the time.
Well, right?
We know what Maggie's doing. She's showering between 3 to 6, and she's listening to the Zach Gelb show. That's what she's doing right here on the Infinity Sports Network. You're such a great teammate.
Listen, a lot of things consumed.
All 3 hours.
Like media. I should make that more clear. Anything else, folks?
No, I'm good on that. Back to you guys.
Okay. It's like hot potato. No,
everyone, put your clothes on, by the way.
Back to
your job.
I'm sure there are people listening to us right now showering, getting ready for work.
What's up?
I'm thinking about you.
Want to take a shower and listen to Infinity Sports Network?
And by the way, I'm telling you, there's a hole on your back that you should really get checked out.
Shower and sports right here on the Infinity Sports Network.
That's when Hickey was doing it.
That was his one good idea. Yeah. I got to be honest.
I snuck into his apartment and clogged the drain, was hoping that water was going to just go over his cabeza.
Trying to drown him?
Yeah.
Ryan,
did you hear some of those takes that he has?
Giving takes in the show.
I'm trying to save future
generations.
It was
a good idea.
I was just waiting for a wardrobe malfunction with the camera that goes the wrong way and something bad happening.
Falls.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
What's that little zucchini in there?
Oh, no. Not funny. 888-710-4ISN.
He brushes his teeth in the shower. Do you know that?
I know people do that.
Ugh.
It's not my. It's
not
me.
That's not sanitary.
But how many of you have ever, who's ever drank a beer in the shower?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, EJ, you haven't lived.
You know nothing, EJ.
Drink a beer in the shower?
Dude, knock it.
Little natty in the shower?
You got to be efficient when you're getting out to the bar, so you're showering and drinking.
And EJ's not a drinker, so that's fine. EJ and Perloff both not into it. Totally understand, but man, a beer in the shower sometimes, like a pregame situation, you're about to go out. You got to do it. And it's just so good.
Maggie's got that dog in her, I will say.
Well, the question is, are you still having shower beers? Because like my last one was like when I was 27.
Yeah, mine might have been around 2005. But
okay,
man,
good.
So it was great while it lasted. Cans only, by the way. Don't bring glass in there.
I'll give you a number to AA after the show, all right?
No, I'm good. But it's just, it's great. It's the hot water. It's the cold beer.
Yeah. And again, you can control where the suds go, EJ. Like it's, you know.
Yeah, it's not wild. I'm drinking soap.
What's your shower
Maggie
like?
Maggie actually chases it with Dove, all right?
Yeah, because I'm an animal. All right. Coming up, thank you, folks. We will get to CeeDee Lamb got nearly speared, it looked like WWE, on the sideline by a referee, but is there reason to panic? And also, the M&P 500, whose stock is up, whose stock is down after a huge weekend? Don't move.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist, an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
The M&P 500 on the Infinity Sports Network.
Welcome back. Maggie Gray, Zach Gelb's in for Perloff today. We'll do a little stock up, stock down from the weekend. And Zach, I'll start off here. My first stock up's got to be Cam Little. Now, it doesn't count in the record books, but he did make history. The Jags kicker drilled a 70-yard field goal just before the half. 70 yards, the longest field goal in history. Again, it's not going to be official record because it happened in the preseason, but this has been the biggest change in football in my lifetime. Not just the kickers routinely hit from 50-plus. That was not how it was when I was a kid. 50 was always like a little dicey. Now you expect your kicker to make 50. 70-yard field goal right down the middle.
And it looked it had 6 or 7 more yards to it.
I thought about that. That's amazing.
My first stock up is going to be to Calvin Ridley. I look at him, 3 receptions, 51 yards on the Cam Ward drive. I believe he is going to have a mega, mega, mega season this year as Cam Ward and Calvin Ridley start to try to restore the Tennessee Titans.
That would be a good one. I mean, man, the guy got suspended for a whole year, right? For a five-game parlay.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez.
I forgot about that.
That was not good. Okay, stocks goes up. Stocks gotta go down. Hate to do it, but gotta call out Graham Mertz. Nightmare debut for the sixth-round pick out of Florida. Completed only half of his passes and tossed three straight interceptions on three consecutive drives. And that's not awesome. So Houston Texans, they took a flyer on Graham Mertz, three straight picks. Now, one of them got tipped at the line of scrimmage, but the other two were definitely his fault. So stock down on Graham Mertz.
Let me go to the audio here. Here is Paul Feinbaum, Netflix Sports Club. He says he'll leave the country if another Big Ten school wins the title.
It is. And by the way, if it's not, I'm leaving the country because I am so sick and tired of being harassed by Big Ten fans on our show. Cool. The Big Ten has literally done nothing. They won two national championships. Michigan won one 2 years ago. They won one and a half national championships, I think, in before that in 70 years. And they act like they invented football.
Well, the birthplace of college football is Rutgers, number one. Also, Paul,
that's like a trivia question.
We have heard your SEC propaganda for 20 years, 30 years now. So God forbid the Big Ten wins two national championships and you're annoyed with the Big Ten fans. This is fun for the sport. This is good for the sport. Paul Feinbaum always has a Paul Feinbaum moment. And this was the one this summer where it was just marinated in jackassery. So give him a stock down.
All right.
I can't wait for Oregon to win the national championship and then Paul will have to leave the country. That'll be fun.
Where do you think he'll go?
Banff. go there. It's beautiful.
I don't know. Does Canada want any of us right now? Okay. Stock back up. How about Michael Jordan? Did you know, Zach, Michael Jordan is a, fisherman?
Yeah.
Apparently, he's got a boat where they... it's like a prize fisherman.
Mm-hmm.
And on his boat, his guy caught a 71-pound marlin.
Ooh.
It was good enough for second place.
Oh.
So you know Jordan's got to be chapped about that, and everyone's probably running laps. But second place still was $400,000. Now, first place was $4.27 million. That's a really big difference between first place and second place, and that guy caught a 72-pound marlin.
Do you remember that video last summer of Kylie Kelsey and Jason Kelsey getting confronted by a fan that they wouldn't take a photo with and this lady was freaking out?
I do remember that.
It was at this restaurant called Stephen Cookies down at the shore in Margate.
Okay.
Michael Jordan was on a fishing trip and wanted to eat and he just called at the restaurant. He goes, someone called up for him and goes, oh, we're going to the restaurant. So that's how I knew he was a fisherman because he goes to Stephen Cookies down at the shore.
Okay.
Tremendous lobster mac and cheese and a seafood pan roast there. And the lamb chop's pretty good there. Or veal chop.
So Michael Jordan has his boat is called Catch 23. And when his angler, Trey Cricket McMillan, reeled in the 71-pound white marlin on the sixth day, they were all celebrating, which I'm surprised that Jordan would celebrate anything second place. But when they were pulling back into the harbor, they were playing serious. The shorthand, the Chicago Bulls intro music.
Gotcha.
And now.
I was like, he was listening to Channel 375 to the Infinity Sports Network.
No, but that'd be wise for anybody. So stock up Michael Jordan, big fisherman.
I will give a stock up to Travion Henderson. Mm-hmm. First play, preseason, 100-yard kickoff return, and is actually getting me excited about the Patriots this year. So
wow.
I will give him a stock up.
Last stock down for me. Actually, I got a couple more. Although Drake May doesn't have you excited about the season?
He does, but yeah. I knew what we had in Drake. I like Travion Henderson. Need some talent.
Can I go a stock down here on something that I'm surprised we haven't had any innovation on over the last, feels like, maybe 30, 40 years? I went to a car wash the other day.
Ooh.
Man, that is just an inefficient...
Antiquated?
You're in there. I haven't been in a long time. The equipment is massive. What is it doing? I mean, it's all these brushes and stuff all over the place. I went to a classic
one. Did you bring your son?
I didn't. He was at camp.
Oh.
But I had to go because a bird took such a gigantic dump on my car that I had to go to a car wash. This was not a bucket and a sponge type of situation. This bird unloaded on my car. Like, crap, no pun intended. I got to go to the car wash. It's all this really big equipment. It's not cheap. You know, with the tip, I paid like $20. Mm-hmm. And when I got home, I looked at the front and there's still some of the bird crap on it. So what exactly did I pay for? It's just, it's all these, it's all like a big show.
Yeah.
And it's, I think we need to disrupt this industry. Like, there's got to be a better way to do this.
Quickly, I'll give a stock down here.
Yeah.
Flying back from Banff, I had a carry-on bag. They go, oh, sir, it's too large. You got to check it. There's no more overhead bin space.
Sure.
Sit down. Flight's about to take off. There is an entire bin above me. Whenever they tell you there's not enough overhead bin space, there's always an ample amount of it. Airlines, get your damn act together.
There you go. That's a little of our stock up, stock down for the weekend. Obviously, Shador Sanders, the biggest stock up of the weekend.
100%.
Fantastic debut. Was it perfect? No, but who's expecting it to be perfect? But he was very good. You can see the breadcrumbs here. You can see why people thought he was going to be late first round, second round pick. He fell to the fifth round. NFL looks pretty silly.
Here we go, Brownies. Here we go.
We'll get more into Shador's big Friday night in just a moment. It is the Maggie and Perloff Show. Zach Gelb's in for Perloff today and tomorrow.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.